100 years after Titanic met its tragic end in the frigid waters off the Atlantic, the most star-crossed ship of the 20th century faces a new danger. A dark and silent grave where every object tells a story of triumph, luxury, and loss. Titanic is threatened by an explosion of interest that attracts treasure hunters and tourists and custom submarines. Now, National Geographic Explorer-in-Residence Robert Ballard, the man who discovered her final resting place more than 25 years ago, is on a new quest: protect Titanic's massive underwater graveyard. Save the Titanic with Bob Ballard premieres this weekend on the National Geographic Channel, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Bob Ballard back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure to be here.
One of the things that is so striking about this documentary is that here the Titanic was there for 75 years almost before you found it. And then since then, technology has just taken over. And the question that you ask at the very beginning is, where are we going to be in 100 years? And it's safe to say that you're concerned.
I'm concerned because it's getting more and more accessible. As a result, it's being loved to death. I went down there and documented it in 85, and then I went back in 2004 and redocumented it. So I had a beautiful mosaic of the ship before anyone got to it, and now I have a recent mosaic that shows all the damage done by mostly by the submarines, because they're landing on the ship and they're bumping into it. And as you know, they're also doing a lot of salvage operations, and some of that can get ugly. When they pick up a big object, they have to leave a pile of rusty chain or something to. So they're littering the bottom with trash. It's really sad because, you know, if you were to do that at Gettysburg, if you were to do that at Arizona, at the Arizona and Pearl Harbor, you'd be arrested.
One of the things that you show in the documentary, besides where the submarines are landing and these, where you can actually see where they have stopped because there are these orange tracks on the ship itself.
Yeah, where they crushed the deck.
Right, they actually crushed the deck and it goes down. But one of the other things that you show is that the crow's nest that you saw in your original find isn't there anymore.
No, it's gone. It got knocked over. It also, on the crow's nest, was the beautiful brass light, which they took off, tore off the mast, even though they said they wouldn't take anything off the ship. They actually did. So my concern is that if you can't protect the Titanic, what can you protect? Because the deep sea is the largest museum on Earth. There's more history in it than all the museums of the world combined, but there's no lock on the door. There's no guard. It's like leaving the Louvre open so people can go in and take the Mona Lisa.
And you touch on this, but it is possible, you say, to protect it, that we have that technology.
Absolutely.
To protect
it's
it.
Piece of cake. We now have what are called autonomous vehicles. They're sort of guard dogs, and we use them to protect sites. It's already being done. When you go down to the Titanic, it's extremely quiet, and any noise down there is a noise generated by a human. And so these guard dogs, literally in the dark, can hear the noise, and they surface, and they can send an alert out to a satellite. It's a very simple technology, and one we're hoping if we can get this law signed by other countries, the Titanic Memorial Act, we will then be able to take safeguard procedures, but the treaty's not being signed.
Who ultimately has to sign on?
The key ones initially are the people that can take submarines down there. The United States, Russia, France. Japan's highly unlikely. They've never been down there. But the American submarines have been down. Russian and French submarines have gone down. And those are the three countries that need to sign the treaty, because then it would be easy to start protecting the ship.
One of the things that you talk about in the course of the documentary is that you take a very personal look at the Titanic tragedy and meet with the descendants of the Guarantee Group. This is a group of nine men who helped build Titanic.
Correct.
And they were on the ship.
Harlan and Wolff.
Yeah.
And the standard practice was, you know, Harlan and Wolff built 50 luxury liners for the White Star Line, a very close relationship. And as a reward, they would select 9 individuals, including Thomas Andrews, who was the builder, to go out on the ship. It was a great honor to be selected for the Guarantee Group. they would take the different divisions of Harlan and Wolff and select one individual from those divisions. And it was a small community, and it became a great honor to be on the Guarantee Group. I knew about Thomas Andrews, but I hadn't heard about the Guarantee Group till I went to Belfast, where they're building this amazing memorial exhibit that will open this week as well. And so it was really interesting to meet with them, their families. They've been silent for 100 years, and finally they've come forward in the show on National Geographic Channel. You actually get to meet them, and they speak for the first time, so it's quite moving.
It is very moving. Also moving is the time that you spent in Belfast, because this was the home to Titanic. This was the home where this ship was built, and there is great love for obviously the people involved, but also the ship itself. And as one person says in your documentary, you know, she left here okay.
Yes. They have another expression, the Irish built her and the English sunk her. But, you know, it is nice to see them come out, really come out, because they've been silent for 100 years and embarrassed by what happened. And it's nice to have them embrace the amazing thing that small community did. It built the largest object in motion, and it's very impressive what they did. And I'm so glad that they agreed to let us interview them and talk to them about the Guarantee.
The documentary starts off with showing the interest that people have in artifacts, and it starts off with an auction. And there is so much stuff out there. Is anything, because really there are no laws protecting anyone from going down there, so nothing that is on the market is quote-unquote illegal, is it?
No, and really what's on the market right now is stuff that was there before we found the ship. The Titanic had a sister ship, the Olympic, which was identical, and they had the identical objects. There's no object on the Titanic that says Titanic. It says White Star Line. So if you have a first-class teak set, it's from the Olympic, because the Olympic made 500 crossings, and then she the White Star Line was purchased by their arch competitor, the Cunard Line, and then the Cunard Line retired the Olympic, and she was meticulously disassembled. You can go and, you know, in England, there's the first class smoking lounge. There's all sorts of memorabilia, but it's tied mostly to the Olympic. The objects that were recovered from the Titanic are still barred from being sold, although there's an attempt right now to sell them as a single collection. And that's what people are concerned about, is if they leave the country, then they could enter the black market and be busted up into single objects. And so that's the big concern.
You made the very conscious decision not to, upon that first mission, not to take anything. Did you know that going in? I mean, you didn't know you were going to find the ship, but you found the ship.
Right, and I went into the courts, and I said, okay, can I own the ship? And they said, yes, you can. When you go back the next year, which we did, with your submarine, which we had one, pick up an object, could be a coffee cup or anything, come into the courts and we'll make you the owner. But it's under one condition, that you promise the courts that you will spend the rest of your life removing the Titanic from the bottom of the ocean. And I said, well, I don't want to remove it. I want to leave it there as a memorial. And they said, sorry. The maritime laws were written in the 1700s, and no one thought in the 1700s that anyone would ever set up an underwater museum. But we now have that capacity. And I'm trying to apply for a permit to actually do conservation and preservation of the Titanic once the treaty is signed, if and when.
That conservation, how much can be undone of what has been done over the last 25 years as far as damage goes?
Well, you stop the damage. But what you can do, believe it or not, and this may sound crazy, but supertankers, which are far larger than the Titanic, once they're built, they can never dry dock them. They cannot put them in a dock and drain the water and clean their hull and paint it. So they've actually developed the technology to clean and paint hulls of supertankers underwater. And it's very straightforward. They use magnets to attach to the hull, and it's just like little robots that go and clean the hull. And they can do it completely underwater with the technology we have. And they actually have now acrylic paints where you can actually paint the hull. And the key is the hull. The hull is what's holding the ship together. What you don't want it to do is to splay open, and that would be disastrous. Fortunately, the bow went into the bottom pretty deep, 60 feet up at the bow, which is holding the hull together, plus the mud there is anoxic, so if you were to dig down a couple feet, you'd probably find fresh black paint from the original painting of the Titanic, because once it enters anoxia, it's preserved. The same is true inside. The deeper you go inside, there's no oxygen, so it'd be pretty straightforward to protect the ship for a long, long period of time.
The name of the documentary is Save the Titanic with Bob Ballard. Bob Ballard, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for being with us, and best of luck with all your work.
Roger that. Thank you.
You can see Save the Titanic with Bob Ballard on April 15th, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. It'll be at 6 o'clock on the National Geographic channel. You can find out more information by going to nationalgeographic.com. Save the Titanic with Bob Ballard at 6 p.m. on April 15th on the National Geographic channel. Find out more at nationalgeographic.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.